Just over 24 million people currently have dementia worldwide, but this is set to rise dramatically in the coming years. Latest estimates show that cases will double every 20 years, and by 2040, the number will have risen to more than 80 million. Each case of Alzheimer's disease is different. Some patients progress quickly and will need constant care within a year of diagnosis, while other people can live independently for many years with just minimal intervention. Whatever the situation, an Alzheimer's patient needs looking after. So healthcare systems have to help the patient and the people who look after them, the carers. Dr. Aquiles Salas from the Central University in Caracas in Venezuela is a dementia specialist. He says that Alzheimer's patients need very complex care.
Elderly demented need more persons surrounding them. They need nurses, they need physical therapy, they need occupational therapy, physician, neurologist, psychiatrist, and general doctor. They need all kind of support, special education for the family too. We also have a mission policies for educating the caregivers.
This care is not available in Venezuela, or as far as we can tell, in any low or middle income country. It's only slowly appearing in the developed world. In 2003, a new centre was opened in Nottinghamshire in the UK as part of a government initiative to link health and social services so they could work together in caring for dementia patients. The aim of the centre is to keep people at home for as long as possible, providing them and their carers with support, often on a daily basis.
Keeping this mobility going, can we clench a fist in? Off we go. Working through the fingers.
There are many different activities to keep patients busy. An exercise class, jewellery making, and even gardening, to name but a few. People with dementia can come and see their doctor or physiotherapist. All their medical care is in one place. But this setup wasn't cheap. The centre cost almost $5 million to build. Paul Ward is the manager of the Bramwell Residential Unit in Nottinghamshire.
The money came from a variety of sources. It was funded by ostensibly social services. Health were asked to contribute. They've also looked at monies from local councils. The land that was used was owned by the education department. And the land that's not being used for the residential side is going to be given across to private housing, and that will fund the project.
So even in an affluent country like the UK, doctors are having to come up with innovative ways to find the money to care for the patients and to help their relatives cope. The world needs millions of centres like these if we want our elderly sick best cared for and yet independent. But we may simply not be able to afford it. Aquiles Salas.
This is the one more thing that we don't have in my country. The carer needs support since the beginning. Educating the caregiver is a great deal for supporting during their life, living with demented. There is no program for this.
Dementia is considered by most societies as a natural part of old age. Because of this attitude, patients don't get diagnosed and carers don't receive the support they need. It's often accepted that the burden of care should fall on the family. Dr. Wakin Huang from the Peking University Institute of Mental Health.
In Chinese culture, people think children should take care of their parents all the time. And if the children don't take care of the parents or send the parents to a nursing home or some institution, the neighbors or other people think these children are not good for their parents.
Yet China's one-child policy now means that grown-up children will be on their own in coping with a sick parent, and smaller family sizes worldwide will see that experience repeated. Aquiles Salas says the change in family structure is already having an impact on Alzheimer care.
We are changing. You could find before one, two or three generations at the same place or close each other. But now, such as other countries, the nuclear family is the predominant. situation. So father, mother, grandma or grandpa just really have to be solving their own problem.
Without family support, the consequences can be frightening, and in some cases the wider community can be unsympathetic. Richard Owakwa from the Nnamdi Ezikwe University in Anambra State in Nigeria.
When an elderly person, for example, develops dementia, becomes forgetful, misses the way about, or behaves inappropriately, people think an individual is a witch, is having some spiritual problem, either is being paid for sins committed in younger years or something. And in some instances, they have been stoned to death, especially if they do not have family members. Yeah, it can be that serious and dangerous.
All the doctors in this program are part of the 1066 Dementia Group, which is trying to address the illness on a global scale. They have now started pilot schemes to train carers so they can look after their relatives. But the scheme is still in its early stages. Action must be taken at national level. Professor Krishnamurti from the Institute of Neurological Science in Chennai, India, is worried that plans are not being drawn up and that the world seems happy just to muddle through.
India always copes. We've faced so much adversity in so many different ways. We always cope. But I think the difference here is that we know it's coming and we need to prepare for it. We know it's going to stress our healthcare services very much more than anything ever did in the past. And we're simply not preparing for it at the moment.
So do we face a daunting future of vastly rising health bills, families under pressure to cope unaided, the sick elderly isolated from us? Professor Martin Prince fears that, but hopes that we will rediscover our humanity. He's with the Institute of Psychiatry at King's College London.
Many carers of people with Alzheimer's disease talk about their experiences in very, very positive ways, that their relationship with, for example, their husband or their wife has never been stronger. They talk about the bond of love, the duty of care that they feel. And I think the sad thing is that actually really perhaps regardless of the country or culture where you're taking on this role, far too often caregivers don't receive that respect and support, either particularly from healthcare services, but also sometimes from people in their own community who perhaps don't understand what it is that they're experiencing.
The key to Alzheimer's care is support for the family, yet this still hasn't been recognised by many governments. If society does not give carers the support and help they need to look after patients, then the world will not cope with the dementia epidemic.